We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's National Have Fun at Work Day. They should really call this Have Fun at Work, but not too much fun, or you're going to get fired day. I'm going to make a note to change that. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, January 28th, 2022. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, before we get into that, having fun at work, actually, this might be a way for you to have some fun at work. It's Big Wig Day, and we're not talking about like the figurative sense of big wigs, like the you know, the big managers at the office. No. We're talking about literal sense, like actually wearing a big wig. Yeah, that would be fantastic for me. Nobody would know I was bald. Big Wig Day, you basically, the whole purpose of today is to put on a gigantic wig and walk around. Or, I guess, put it on social media. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of fun. But, yeah. How about this one? National Kazoo Day. Kazoos are fun. Right? Well, they were originally called the Down South Submarine. Okay. I guess that's not that fun either. But you know what? There is a fun video linked in the description with a full history of the kazoo. There we go. I'm giving you something fun to do. Go check out that video because all the parts of the people in the history of kazoos, they're played by kazoos. Yeah. So it's kazoos playing people instead of people playing kazoos. That's a fun one. Go check that out. Okay. National Have Fun at Work Day. Okay. Some safe things you can do. You can gamify some trainings or maybe bring back happy hour for the day. I mean, you know, it's late in the week, right? It's Friday. You can have a little happy hour time. Maybe everybody will make it through and won't get fired. Also, you can just create some time for wellness. Wellness is a good thing in the office place. If you're looking for something to do, pranks are also fun, right? Like we did some pranks in my office days. There was some fun stuff that happened. Somebody for my birthday, they wrapped my entire, like literally everything on my desk. My desk, my monitor, my phone. It did make it so that I had to unwrap everything, but it was really cool going in there and seeing all that. That's a little innocent fun that you can have, but make sure you're not destroying somebody's property or causing major disruptions or bodily injury. Don't cross the line. We don't need the HR team coming in. I've got a link to office pranks in the podcast description, but I'm going to tell you now, some of these, though, even though they're recommended on this website, I would not recommend. Use your best judgment on these, specifically the body spray bomb. Don't do that one. There's a few others in there you might not want to do. But a cool one is swapping out their family photos, all the family photos that they might have on their desk with various celebrities like Nicolas Cage, or just maybe taking somebody's photos of family from one desk and putting them on another. That could be kind of fun. That seems pretty innocent and okay. You can also, I did this one, and this one's not on the list, but I'll add it. I did this to a friend. We paired another Bluetooth mouse to their computer. So we would move the mouse around and they thought their mouse was broken. That one's kind of fun. On the website, you'll also see that you can just put a piece of tape on somebody's mouse so that the sensor is blocked and their mouse is not working. And of course, on the tape, you write that they were a part of innocent fun. Just don't photocopy your butt on the photocopier. Do people still do that? Do they even have photocopiers anymore? All right, we've got to take a look at some of the events for this weekend, because as you know, we don't do a podcast on the weekend, but that doesn't stop events from happening. On Saturday, for instance, it's National Seed Swap Day. Yeah, you can swap seeds with somebody else. I've got some bird seeds. Still waiting for the birds to grow. National Puzzle Day as well. Free online jigsaw puzzles are linked in the description. See, that could be fun for you to do today. Do that while you're working. Nobody will know. National Corn Chip Day today as well. I'm going to get somebody fired. Sunday is, I didn't say today, right? I did say today, but it's Saturday is National Corn Chip Day, but I'm sure you can celebrate that earlier. Sunday is National Croissant Day. Now, you may think French when you think croissant, but the original croissant was actually called a Kipfel and was originated in Austria back in 1683. I probably just blew your mind with that one, didn't I? I'm not sure I pronounced Kipfel right either, but that's what it looks like to me. All right, Saturday's birthdays include former President William McKinley, born in 1853. How about Sarah Gilbert? She's 46. Heather Graham, 51. Tom Selleck, 76. Adam Lambert, 39. Oprah is 67 on Saturday. On Sunday, Phil Collins. I just watched a ton of Phil Collins music videos from the early 90s, late 80s. I don't know why I'm telling you that, but they were pretty awesome. Yeah. Go check out that I Think It's Gonna Rain Down video. Pretty awesome. Okay. We've got other birthdays to worry about this weekend. Like Wilmer Valderrama turning 42, Christian Bell 48, and Phil Lester 35. All right. That is a look at your weekend. And hey, if this weekend you are looking for a new podcast to listen to, well, we got you covered with that too, because I know I only take up 10 minutes of your day, so that leaves you with a lot of time to fill with other great podcasts. So each day we feature a new podcast for you to check out. Our podcast of the day today is The Nomads of Fantasy. Yeah, I love that title. Isn't that the coolest title? Come on, The Nomads of Fantasy. I want to be on this show. I mean, I'm featuring you. Let me be on your show just so I can say that I was on The Nomads of Fantasy. Yeah, it's a weekly show. They talk about video games, movies, TV shows, and they get together to break down what they liked and what they did not like. They focus on one movie or show or game each week, and you have a game at the end of every episode to wrap things up. See, I would have fun. I love playing games. And I love being a nomad of fantasy. It's just, come on, it's the coolest name. There's a link to the podcast of the day in the description. Also in the podcast, you're going to see a link to our Patreon account. Become a Patreon for just a few bucks a month and you'll receive commercial-free access to this podcast. Join me for behind-the-scene live streams of recordings and some silly stuff happens. I make mistakes and I'm basically kind of writing the script as I go. And it's definitely fun. You can also get your birthday mentioned alongside celebrities like Phil Collins. I mean, come on. That's amazing. All right. Click the link in the description to join. All right. It's that time of the podcast where we take a look at history. We're going to start today in 1986. Ah, man. It's rare that I remember a day, like a moment. Right. It's always those big things, right? Like when Kennedy was shot or something like that, right? Like people say, I wasn't around back then, but people say that I remember today because I was homesick from school and I put on the news to watch the Space Shuttle Challenger take off. And 73 seconds after liftoff, it exploded. It killed all aboard, including Krista McAuliffe, a teacher that was going to be the first teacher in space. And I remember that night when Ronald Reagan gave a speech. And he was supposed to do a speech, you know, his State of the Union speech, but instead he talked about the events of that day. And I still remember all of that like it was yesterday. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. See, this is where you could have your name mentioned. Rick Ross, 45. Joey Fatone, 44. Nick Carter, 41. Oh, I could also lie about your birthday, your age. I can do that. Elijah Wood, 40. Ariel Winter, 23. And that is your look at January 28th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and to see our other podcasts. Also, all the links that we talk about are available on our website as well. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you on Monday.